Doesn't that make you want to be at home down on the Suwannee River? Actually, the Suwannee River is sort of a swampy river. It's not a very lovely color. We have a vial in the Foster Memorial that has some of the Suwannee River water in it. It looks like tea. As you know, rivers aren't always that peaceful and serene. You remember last year we were watching on television the floods that had inundated great parts of the Midwest. And we know the history of this region was one of perennial floods. Some of you may recall the floods of 1972. Any flood takers? 1945? Actually, we're going back even farther than that. We're going back to the turn of the century. And our account comes from the pen of Mary Roberts Reinhart, who lived right down the street on Beach Avenue. She was married in a nearby church. She began her career as a nurse. She was a World War I war correspondent, but she's best known for her stories of mystery. And there's one called The Case of Jenny Bryce. And the setting is right down on the lower Allegheny. Mrs. Pittman owns a boarding house, and it's kind of a regular occurrence. Every spring, when the waters come rushing down from the Allegheny and the Monongahela and the Ohio, the basements are flooded, and sometimes even more. So Mrs. Pittman and her neighbors are prepared for quick action.
We have just had another flood. Bad enough, but only a foot or two of water on the first floor. It brought back to me the events of the other flood 5 years ago, when the water reached more than halfway to the second story. Now, this is April. The flood I'm telling about was earlier in March. It had been a long, hard winter with ice gorges in all the upper valley. Then in early March, there came a thaw. The gorges broke up, filling all three rivers with broken ice, logs, and all sorts of debris. A warning was sent out from the Weather Bureau, and I got my carpets ready to lift that morning. I called in Terry, the Irishman, who does odd jobs for me, and we both got to work at the tacks in the carpet. Then the men came to move the piano, and by the time we had taken it and the furniture upstairs, the water was in over the kitchen floor and creeping forward into the hall. I had never seen the river come up so fast. By noon, the yard was full of floating ice, and I was wading about in rubber boots, taking the pictures off my walls, and tying my rowboat securely to the banister.
So imagine yourself now in Mrs. Pittman's shoes, or perhaps with the students at Daniel Webster School. They, in 1945, they had a flood that filled the basement, and so they wrote a song about it. Well, we've taken their song and added some verses to tell about Mrs. Pittman's story, and you need to help, because we've got to make the water go down, the river go down, and Guy is going to lead you in your row. So the river is coming up, and we're trying to make it go down.